Hi, football fan, and welcome to the home of football. We're gonna do something new. Every month, people from 433 travel all over the world to create football content. They travel from derbies in Turkey, to stars in the Premier League, to match days in La Liga, to upcoming talents in the Bundesliga. A lot of interesting things happen when we're on the road, so we've decided to add a new format to this podcast. Once a month, I'll sit down with a couple of people from the company to talk about our adventures in the world of football. We'll call it Inside 433. In this episode, we talk about shoots with players like Pedri and Ronaldinho. We talk about future podcasts we're working on, a special Johan Cruyff project, and what it's like to meet your football heroes on the job. We hope you enjoy this episode. Let's go. All right, we're at the offices at the headquarters of the company. Next to me are sitting Vishal Kalan and Tim van Dam. Welcome, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine. And I'm really excited to record this podcast with you guys.
I'm also fine. I'm really excited for this. Looking forward to spread some new stories here.
Yeah, so let's talk about your roles at the company. So I make podcasts here. Vishal, you've been here. It feels to me like you've been here forever. Actually, it's not been forever, but you are involved in pretty much everything that goes on at 433. You know about everything, when it happens, why it happens. And you also always think you know best. And the inconvenient thing for us is that you do know best pretty much all the time. So how would you describe your role?
Actually, you described it really well. I think I know best. No, I'm obviously Vishal Kalan, and then I'm producer at 423. I've been here, I think in June it will be 3 years, so it's not that long. I think Tim is here way longer than I am. But yeah, somehow it turned out that I'm in planning, production, partnerships, everything.
Yeah, you travel around quite a bit as well. What's the last trip you've been on?
It was Manchester. So we went to Manchester for a shoot with Ilkay Gundogan and UNHCR.
Cool.
Which is really fun because it was we went there to surprise three refugees.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, that felt really grateful, and you saw the kids really liked it. And obviously you have to do a lot of different content, but this type of content always makes you feel happy. Like you go home and think, okay, this was a really nice day.
Yeah.
And Ilkay was really, really great as well. Really patient, really good with the kids. Mm. So overall, really really nice.
I've never met him, but he seems like a great guy, Ilkay.
He is. He's very smart. He knows what he wants. So if you want to move into a different direction, he's like, no, I'm really aware of what I'm doing right now. But that helps a lot with the content as well.
Yeah.
He really made decisions that he said, like, okay, I don't want to travel too long because I have only 2 hours. And that 2 hours I want to spend with the kids.
All right, Tim, how would you describe your role at the company?
Wait. He gets a glorious introduction. He gets a glorious introduction, and I've got this introduction. Okay, thank you.
This means that he doesn't know what you're doing.
No, I'm editor-in-chief of 43NL, the Dutch brand.
Exactly.
But just like Vishal, I'm doing a lot of other things as well. I'm part of 43 Studios, the part of 43 that creates longer content.
Original
content. I do interviews with a lot of players. Yeah, it's a long list of what I do here. But
since when have you been working here?
I already work here for almost 5 years.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Years. I started as a copywriter for the app, the 43 app. I don't think it still exists, but yeah, I was there. I was at the universities in Amsterdam. I did that as a side job. And then I graduated and I thought, well, why should I leave? I can do everything I want here. And I got the freedom to do whatever I want.
Cool.
So yeah, there was no reason to work somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. The people who listen to the podcast actually heard you before, I think twice already. You did the Akin Fenwa interview.
Yes.
And the Soboslai interview, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, it was at Leipzig with Soboslai. Really interesting talk, but with Akin Fenwa, that was a party. He's he's a guy that really delivers. If you ask him to talk, he talks, and he has an interesting story as well.
Yeah.
So for me, that was a great guest in an Hour 43 podcast.
Yeah, I really liked the interview you had. So another guy who was supposed to be here today, but he's not because he's on the road, is Metechan. He had a crazy couple of weeks. He went to Barcelona first, then he went to, I think it was Mallorca, then Istanbul. I think right now he's on his way to Nice, and he'll be in Qatar soon as well. It's crazy. Right after the Galatasaray-Barcelona game, when he was traveling back home in Istanbul, I called him to, you know, get to know what his experience was like at the game. Let's listen to that clip now. Hi, bro. How are you?
Hey, bro. Good.
How are
you?
Oh, good. So what was your feeling today, you know, going to the match, you know, beforehand? Of course, you were hoping for a Turkish win, I think, but what was the feeling like?
No, I think Barcelona were still the favorites. And when I am working for 43, then actually I am good at also holding my emotions, which I have to do. But I was more content-minded today, actually. When I was going to the game, you saw it probably, bro. Like, the cars weren't moving 1 centimeter. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to run. Like, that was the only option. So I ran like 2-3 kilometers. I made it in the end. Thank God.
Yeah. So yeah. What was the situation there? You were on your way to the game and then traffic was totally stuck.
Oh, yeah. Like, also the police took some cautions. They closed some roads for security. I was on my way since 6 p.m. The game was at 8:45 Turkish time. So at 6, like two hours, 45 minutes before I was in taxi. And then around 7:30... I still couldn't make the stadium. So I was like, okay, like if I wait in here, it's going to be a problem. So I have to get out and run. And I think I ran 2-3 kilometers, and then I was on time. Because I also got to say, you know, like you do these activations with the clubs or some, I don't know, brand, but this time it was a club. And they were like asking, like calling, like, where are you? And like, we need you. like, where the hell are you? We're going to give you your accreditation and you have to go away. Like, the game is about to, okay, I mean, the warm-ups and everything. So sometimes it can be stressful like this, like, because you just can't, see it beforehand that there's going to be this much traffic. But yeah, I should have seen it coming. Yeah. My
bad. You made it, though.
I made it. Yes.
It was fun content, though.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, it was like in the end, it turned out to be fun content. Like, that's what you want to see. So So I'm happy about it. Actually,
it's part of being a football fan, right?
Yeah, so, exactly. Man.
What was the atmosphere in the stadium like, and especially after the first goal for Galatasaray?
Bro, goosebumps. Like, I would say goosebumps. Like, it's like, so like that's the thing about the Turkish football. Like, quality has been going down and down lately, but the passion is still there of the fans, you know. And that's you feel it. Like, I watch football all over Europe, but this is in Turkey and also Greece. I would say, like, it's something different. Like, you have to be there. Like, I think everybody who loves football should watch a big football game in Turkey, like a derby, Galatasaray Fenerbahce, or a big European night like tonight, Galatasaray Barcelona. You should, like, if you love football, you should experience that atmosphere, because like, it's like uncomparable, and I can't really describe it with words. You know, I'm out of words. I would say it's just like when I even think of that moment when Marcão scored the goal, like it's just, the goosebumps, man. Now I'm getting goosebumps, like really, like this is crazy.
Yeah, just talking about it. That's crazy. Man. So I don't want to be a bummer, but you know, when Barcelona started to take over, you know, and they scored and they scored again, what was that like in your experience?
Yeah, you could see like, I think they played like the Barcelona we know, you know, and actually that was also like for me as a football fan was good to see, because like you want to see that Barcelona, you know, you don't want to see the Barcelona at the beginning of the season or the past 6 months till the new year. You want to see this Barcelona, and it was great to see it because like they're a big part of football. It's good that they're like bouncing back right away. Like you see that they are bouncing back with the new talents like Pedri, Gavi. I think that was great to see as well.
At the end of the game, you know, Galatasaray tried to equalize, didn't manage to. Then the referee blew the final whistle. What was it like in the stadium? What did you feel when the game was over and it was all over? It was done.
Yeah, to be honest, I was so cold, man. So I was happy that the game ended. Yeah, jokes aside, like you could see right away after the final whistle, like they were chanting, because I understand what they say since I'm Turkish. Like they were just singing a chant, telling the players and how proud they are of them. So after final whistle, it was just a proud moment, I think, for all Galatasaray fans, because like losing 2-1 aggregate to Barcelona for such a new team. Galatasaray is also a new project. So it was a moment of pride, I would say, for Galatasaray fans after the final.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to have some drinks? Are you going to do something else? Or just going to chill?
I'm so tired. Like since last Thursday, I'm just flying. And tomorrow at 9 a.m. Turkish time, I have another flight to Genoa first, and then from there I'll go to Nice. We're gonna attack Monaco PSG. So tomorrow morning I'm flying right away. So I think my body needs some rest, and I will just go home now, chill a bit, talk to my mom, you know, and then I'll just sleep, and then in the morning I'll go to the airport and fly again. And then, after 2 days, going back to Amsterdam, some 4 or 5 days of chill time, and then to Qatar. So, these days are a bit heavy, but I like my job, so no problem. I'm grateful.
Yeah, Barcelona, yeah. Mallorca, Istanbul, now Nice. It's crazy, but we love to see you travel around, Mette. So thank you for taking the time for this call, man. And I'll talk to you later, bro.
Of course, bro. Thank you so much.
Can I just say, do you know how hard it was to plan this podcast?
It was crazy.
Because Mette-chan was everywhere, but also when he had the time, he had to do his nails. He had to do all the makeover things.
You're saying Mette is a very vain person.
Now, I think this phone call recaps Mette really well. Like, almost missing the game, really passionate, but saying he has his emotions in check. I think that's amazing. But for him, this is the cherry on the pie, like going to his favorite team and then visiting his family.
But it was indeed very difficult to schedule this podcast, not just because of Mette, but because of Vishal's schedule as well. Vishal, you're always all over the place, like we said in the beginning of the podcast, been to Manchester recently. What's something else you've been working on over the last couple of months that you enjoyed or you are passionate about?
Well, many things, of course. But I think if we talk about the last months, I think the shoot we had with Pedri for Talent of the Year, I think that one was like outstanding, because you have a young talent who has a lot of attention on him, but the way he did everything, he was just like a fun kid coming over, having fun. You really saw that he had fun with us, and also with FC Barcelona, how they treated us, such a big club. We were like treated really well. They picked us up, brought Pedri. They never complained or anything. They just let us do our thing, and they didn't interfere or something. And Pedri was amazing. And after that, you see him scoring goals and giving panas, doing skills. He's now compared with Iniesta, etc. Yeah. Yeah, that gives you a good feeling because you also see that it's a really good guy. So then you really feel for him, that you really hope that he's doing well. And you see, since he's back, you see that also Barcelona's playing better. And yeah, when someone's that nice and that cool, then you think, okay, that's very, very great to see. He got a Marmor ball, which we created for him. And you also saw that he really took the time and he really appreciated it. Yeah, he saw just that he's like a humble guy, which is amazing at football, which I think everyone, like, is everyone's dream, just to be a normal guy, but be that good at football. So he's like the boy next door, and that always gives me a good feeling.
What's the process in something like that? He wins the award, and then a lot of things start to happen at this company as well, right? People start to think about ways to make a video about handing over the award. And I think, you know, people see on Instagram the result. They see the cool video you guys made. But what was the process, you know, after it was became clear that Pedri would win the award? What was the process from that point on?
So as soon as we knew that Pedri won the award, we reached out to his management. Well, thankfully, we had a campaign with him just before, so the contact was already there. We also reached out to FC Barcelona, and basically also his team is really open to work with us. So it's like, okay, he won this amazing award with 43. We really want to do the handover, but it has to be in the right time, of course. So from there, we take our creatives. We have, like Tim already mentioned, the 43 Studios team. And then we're going to brainstorm what do we want to do, how we want to do it, what do we need, et cetera, et cetera. And then at the end of the day, you just put it in a, you know, in a deck, in a document, and then send it to them. And they basically approve it straight away. So I think also on that side, it was really, really, it went really, really smooth.
Cool.
Which makes like the whole process makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Shout out Rijn van Dam as well for making the video.
Yeah, I mean, it's a podcast, so you cannot show it, but if you have some time and you want to scroll on 43, just make
look
sure
it
you
know up.
It.
Yeah,
that's a really, really great result. Yeah.
I think it's also a really great thing for us that we can, of course, you can always do an award, but it's really almost the People's Choice Award for football. And to see how genuinely glad the people are that win the marble ball, like the biggest talent for last year, Haaland. This year, Pedri, I'm really humbled by seeing that they really like what we do also.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's also a good point that you say shout out to Rijn, because I think that these processes get better and better when the quality goes up. And with the studios team, we have really like artists. They're artists, and what they can do with the camera, that's amazing. So for me, it really helps in conversations with partners over Barcelona, with Pedri or Depay or Puma. It really helps to have these guys on board, because the quality is better, so there are more people who want to work with you.
Yeah, it's such a cool video with Pedri as a superstar, right?
Yeah. So like he comes in like a superhero, the super Pedri. And he was, like I said, he was amazing. Like he knew immediately what we want to do. Like we explained it a little bit to him, and it was like a language barrier between Spanish and English. But he immediately understood, like, okay, I'm going to do this, and this is going to be very cool. And it turned out to be very cool.
Yeah, and he took the time for it. Did he say something afterwards when he saw the result?
His team said that they're really grateful. FC cool. Barcelona also really great. So, and the biggest compliment is that they say, oh, we want to work with you guys again very soon.
Cool.
Because that means that they're happy. You can say, oh, we're happy, but if there's no follow-up.
Yeah.
But in this case, there's a follow-up. So, that's, I think, the biggest compliment for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Tim, what's something that you've experienced at the company since you started working here that amazed you?
Well, I've actually experienced a lot, but every time everybody asks that question, I have one answer, and that is we went to the testimonial for Rafael van der Vaart in Hamburg. Mm-hmm. And we were actually part of Team van der Vaart. So that meant we could go into the locker rooms. We could go everywhere in the stadium. We were at the same hotel also. And
we were at the after party.
We were at the after party. It's good to mention that, yes. What was so special is it was my first trip actually, and I got the whole experience. So I entered the locker room, and I'm not really starstruck quickly. To be honest, I'm almost never starstruck.
Yeah.
And I entered the locker room, and it was really amazing. So I'm from the year 1994, and every player that I've seen in my youth, they were there, like Patrick Kluivert, Edwin van der Sar, Ruud van Nistelrooy, Van Persie, Robben.
All the Dutch giants from our generation.
Yes, and also I got the full experience because I was kicked out by Louis van Gaal. Like, that makes the story complete. He said in a weird German sentence, like, ausbieten out. And then, yeah,
he didn't want you. He didn't want you there in the dressing
actually,
room.
Actually, I understand that because he wanted to give a speech to Van der Vaart, which was really personal.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't have myself in that locker room as well. So.
No. Well, it was funny because we were four guys. So I was there, Tim was there, Pascal, our video guy, and David, who was our host back then, was there too. And Tim, Pascal, and I, he kicked us out. But David, who he kind of looked like a pro baller as well. And he could stay in the dressing room, so he'd get even more experience than we got.
Yeah, and actually,
he got to stay in the dressing room.
Yeah, because I really think he thought he was one of the players. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And he also said he was a bit scared as well because he didn't want to be caught. And he had his microphone on, so he could hear what was said, actually.
Oh, cool.
But then we were at the match. We were at the sideline.
What did he say then?
Oh, he said I was. Oh, Van Gaal.
Yeah.
Okay. David said something else. He said I was scared shitless. I don't think I can say that here. That's profanity. But Van Gaal, spoke from the heart, and I think we should respect that he didn't.
What he said. Yeah.
Okay, this means it as he doesn't remember what he said.
Yeah. Just style it out.
Yeah.
But the story is not complete because I have, since I was young, a sort of fascination for Jari Liedmanen. Mm. I'm not an Ajax fan. I want to stress that. But
Also played at Liverpool, Barcelona.
Yeah, and he was an amazing player, technical. Mm. And I have seen so many hours of YouTube clips of him doing amazing work, performing amazingly, having great skill. And then he was there as well. So I turned around and I saw him. And that was, I almost never ask for a picture because I don't want to, be that fanboy. And then I saw Jari Liedmanen, and then I was really starstruck because, he's big part of my youth, actually.
What happens to you when you're starstruck?
I froze.
You always have a big mouth.
Okay, I'm going to intervene here. You're giving that introduction to Fischl like a kiss ass because he arranges everything for you. And
he said that I also know it all. So.
Yeah. Oh, how bad. No, I think I deserve better than that. So. But I'm a loudmouth. I think I make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Small heart.
Yeah, small heart. And sometimes in all that noise, sometimes there's something interesting in it. So we have to keep that in mind.
All right.
I'm a loudmouth and I froze. Mm. I was really, that's one of the first times and last times I really starstruck.
Cool.
I saw
him. Do we have footage of this moment?
I have a photo of him and I immediately sent it to my father because I was so happy with it.
What did your father say?
It was, my father is always proud, of course, but just realistic, not really over the top.
Yeah.
And then he said, that's really, really cool.
Yeah, Jari Liedmanen is a legend. So what are you guys working on now that you're excited about? Fischl, what are you working on?
So today at 6 p.m. we have a Zoom meeting with Ronaldinho, which is huge. Oof. It's nice. So Ronaldinho is going to react on Ronaldinho's videos, which is fun. That's one of the things. Other thing is Qatar. I don't want to jinx it, but I think that we're going to shoot with David Beckham, Nigel de Jong, a lot of other legends. So those are two, three things that we're working on at the moment.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah. If you love football, you love Ronaldinho.
Yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, it's a Zoom call, but I mean, you have to keep something to dream about to meet him in real life.
So 6 o'clock today, you have the Zoom call.
Yes.
How do you prepare for something like that?
I think that's the, I mean, just as usual, especially because it's a Zoom call, it has to be very quick, very efficient. Helps that he speaks Spanish and I don't, so we have a translator in between. For me, it's just my work. Just before six, I'm getting a bit nervous for it, but like now it's like, okay, I have to do this at six and I'm already prepared for it, so it's fine.
And will the Zoom call be the recording also immediately for what goes online, or will it be a Zoom call to talk about something you will shoot later?
No, it's a Zoom call to that goes online later on.
Okay, cool.
What was it? Wednesday afternoon, we got the confirmation that he could film yesterday, but he couldn't make yesterday, so it's going to be today. Yeah. So it also happened so fast, so there's no time to think about it.
Yeah.
Mostly after, like, when you're done and I'm back home and I tell it to someone else, and they're like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, yeah, that is great, actually. It goes so fast, and like, if we go from one project to another, which is a lot of fun, but just when someone else says to me, like, oh, you really have a good job, like, yeah, that's kind of true.
I think we forget that a lot. Mm. And of course, people don't always see the product and not the process.
Yeah.
And yeah, we work really hard. And for example, with shoots, it's 6 days of stress also. But what Vishal says, I really recognize that. Mm. Like, for me, it's work, always work. And then when somebody else says, oh, that's really cool, then I think, yeah, it is really cool. And I think... Yeah, I really recognize that.
Yeah, I don't think we have the time to really think about what we've done, because we're already going to the next one. And I think it's also a bit in the DNA of everyone at the company that when we shoot with, if we shoot with Ronaldinho through Zoom, we want to shoot with him in real life. So that's a bit of the dynamic. That's also like, we always want to grow and do better. So you're not really looking back, which I think is also, sometimes it's good to look back, but sometimes it's also good to have that motivation. Yeah. But sometimes when I'm back home and I talk to people and then they say, okay, oh, that's really, 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 really nice. That's the only moment you think about, like, yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. Are there not moments in the year when you get to reflect a little bit, maybe around Christmas, that you think about all the stuff you've done over the last year? What are you laughing at, Tim?
Christmas is the time to reflect on your work.
Yeah, but that's a good point, because then you reflect on your work, not on what you've done. Like, you reflect on what could have gone better, or what would you want to do next year. So you're not really thinking of, oh, we thought done this. Oh, how amazing was that? I think the only time we really had that was the 24-hour live stream 2 years ago. Mm. That was huge.
It's another story, yeah.
That's another story. Yeah.
Which we are not going to tell.
Yeah. Definitely another story. A really good ending, though. It ended with Tim in tears. He was so emotional after 24 hours of hard work.
I was up for 48 hours. I was a mess, and I didn't...
You were crying?
I was crying, yeah.
Oh, really?
Because we were ending the live stream, and then David, he said like, well, and I want to thank everybody behind... And I was already holding back tears, and then I just... Yeah, it was really shameful. It was embarrassing.
And it was really great, because... Not that you were crying, actually, but it was really great, because like the whole company on Baller 1F, they were all there for the end. So the last hour, they were all there cheering for everyone. And that also helped in the process of thinking, oh, we did really something special. Cool. And I think that was a bit too much for Tim. That's the thing, mostly are with three or four guys on a shoot, then you go home and then it's editing, and then you get feedback and it goes to the next one. And that was a moment that... Like the full company was here to cheer for you. So that then you know, like, oh, wow, this was really great.
Yeah, it was really a collective effort as well. Everybody had a sort of job, and it was really stressful, and I was tired. And yeah.
Yeah, I didn't work here at that point yet, but every once in a while someone brings it up, and it was quite an impactful moment here, I think.
Yeah.
Tim, what's something you're working on that you're excited about?
Oh, I'm working on a project right now, which I'm really passionate about. We're trying to create a series about Johan Cruyff. And Johan Cruyff is, of course, the biggest footballer the Netherlands has ever known. And possibly the person that has the most impact on football that we know now.
Mm-hmm.
So in April, he would have been 75 years old, which is a moment we could use to tribute him in some sort of way. And the project we are working on now is actually, we have heard enough about the football player, and we can't hear enough about the football player. But of course, there's already made a lot of videos, documentaries about the football player, the football philosopher.
Sure.
So we want to do something different, and that is the man behind the legendary, iconic number 14. And we want to try to just find anecdotes about Johan Cruyff, about the man.
Personal stories.
Yeah, really personal.
So people who knew him tell personal stories of experience they had with him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's a really good idea.
Why do you think so?
Was it Vishal's idea?
Yeah.
Kind of.
No.
Yeah, check your WhatsApp.
I think this is, I have never experienced this.
I said something in the beginning of this podcast about Vishal.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Know-it-all. He's a know-it-all, and he isn't humble at all. And you give him that introduction. I'm still bothered about that. You give him an introduction like he's the king here, and he said, oh, Tim, you are here as well. But okay. Forget about what Vishal said. It is a collective idea. We thought of it collectively. But I'm really passionate about that, because I think this is a project which really has my heart.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well, man. Sounds really interesting. Cool.
Thank you. It's Vishal Sedi. So, Sam, I saw a lot of cool stuff from you as well last week. Can you tell something about it?
Well, thank you, Tim. Yeah, so one of the podcasts I enjoyed working on was with Sunil Chhetri. He's the captain of the Indian national team. And what I liked about his story is that he's a star in India. A lot of people there know him, of course, the captain of the team. He scored like 80 goals for India. But in Europe, where the main focus of football media is always on Europe, of course. But in Europe, we don't really know Sunil Chhetri. So I'd like to bring that story to the European audience as well. He was such a wise and intelligent and kind guy as well. So I really enjoyed making that story. And making that story made me realize that maybe I want to make more stories like that about football players who are very famous in their country outside Europe, but whom we don't necessarily know a lot about in Europe. So I'm also working on a podcast about football in Iraq now with Yunis Mahmoud, is one of the people I spoke with for the podcast. And he is, of course, a massive star in Iraq, but he never played in Europe. Do you know him actually, Tim?
Or? No.
No. All right. So he's like the Maradona, the Johan Cruyff. Let's say he's the Johan Cruyff of Iraq. So I'm looking forward to making that episode as well. Giving new perspectives in the podcast, I think it can be a useful platform to bring stories like that.
It's also your thing, like the niche stories.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's a really great example of how 43 has expanded as a company and has developed in storytelling as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think I think 433 can do everything, you know, can do fun content on Instagram and more immersive stories, maybe more on YouTube, in the podcast, on different platforms. So it's good to see that we can do all kinds of things here. And I really enjoy that as well.
I think also that our team, everyone is also very open to do new stuff. So when it's new, you always see eyes sparkling, let's try it. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but I like that a lot, about that always new ideas or new players or a new vision, everyone is very open to it.
I think that keeps it fresh also. Like we have a really young, talented team with camera guys, creative guys, and we get the freedom to create anything we want, actually.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that's a beautiful way to end this podcast for this week. Let's do this again in a couple of weeks, about once a month maybe, to check back, talk about everything we're working on. I really enjoyed it, guys.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too.
Start planning already, because if you want to have us next month, that
yeah, maybe that's we should just call Matt every time.
Maybe we should. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.